As mentioned, I've been doing cyber investigations now for about 20 years, both in government, the military, and obviously the corporate sector. So, have literally seen the growth of cyber from the 1990s, where you had teenage hackers breaking into the Department of Justice website, for instance, and a lot of defacement type activity that was going back in the 90s, because there really wasn't a commercialization of the internet. So there's obviously been a gradual sophistication that's taken place amongst the different threat actors that you see out there now. So, you see the different groups that are out there, from the nation state threat, the terror threat, the organized crime, and then your everyday hackers that are out there just causing damage. Each of these different threat actors brings to the table different levels of sophistication. Now, the majority of the incidents I've investigated, and again, from Fortune 10 companies to very small mom and pop type businesses, the majority of these companies, it hasn't been a nation state or a very sophisticated threat that has caused the breach to occur. It's been the failure, very simple and basic failures, in my opinion, that has allowed the company to unfortunately be breached. So I still think that companies just aren't doing the basics to protect themselves. Either the frameworks aren't in place or the governance isn't in place, and they're leaving holes that are very easy to discover and then exploit. As you see up here, there's a cyber breach methodology.